grabbed by Sano.
That was labeled two bases.
There's a high fly to center field. Philippe Ballou keeps going back, 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 back. High is off the vine. The wind got it. Sano's racing for third. He's going to make it easily.
And the 3-2. Lee, it's a big chop to short. Hardy to Weeks.
Oh,
one.
No!
Weeks throws it away. Weeks throws it away. Two-run score.
All right.
Cubs lead 4-3.
Oh, what a break.
Soriano looks at shallow right field. That's going to be a base hit. All right. Gale's heading home. The throw to the plate. High. Cubs win. All right. Cubs win.
Yes, yes.
On December 3rd, 2010, Major League Baseball lost a great ambassador, and the Chicago Cubs and their fans bid a mournful farewell to a longtime cherished friend when Ron Santos succumbed to cancer.
High fly, deep to left center, that's way back there. Back, 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 hey, hey!
Ronald Edward Santo was 70 years old at the time of his passing. He used his near-lifetime battle with diabetes as a platform to help fundraise and promote disease awareness. His long career with the Cubs dated back to 1959 when he signed as a free agent out of high school. Immediately, Ron became fast friends with another minor leaguer and outfielder Billy Williams. Cubs coach and Baseball Hall of Famer Rogers Hornsby singled both youngsters out in a team meeting as big league ready hitters. The pair would progress to the major leagues and stay close friends.
You know, it's losing a great friend because Ryan and I was together for so many years. You know, you look at a little kid coming from Alabama, you look at a guy coming from Seattle, Washington, that joined up in San Antonio. And of all those years playing together, it was just an enjoyable thing to know him.
Santo would establish himself as one of baseball's most fierce hitters. The nine-time All-Star cracked 342 home runs and batted .277 with 1,331 runs batted in. His career also included 5 gold gloves and his jersey number 10 being retired by the Chicago Cubs. Baseball Hall of Famer and longtime Santo teammate Ferguson Jenkins recalls Santo.
I mean, he played the game tough. Back then, probably the best 3 third basemen in the National League were Mike Schmidt and Eddie Matthews and Ron Santo, making all-star teams, winning gold gloves. I mean, playing the game hard, hard slides at second, dives, that type of thing, and always in the lineup. Number 10 was always in the lineup. He didn't run.